This past Friday was the second anniversary of the U.S. Capitol insurrection. Dozens of military veterans this past Wednesday hand-delivered letters to the top Republicans in the U.S. House calling on them to publicly condemn political violence. Of course, the House could do nothing this past Friday other than watch Kevin McCarthy continue to run on his little hamster wheel as he reduced the power of the House Speaker to pretty much getting the biggest office and then your portrait on the wall. Former Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone wrote the letter. It was signed by more than 1,000 military veterans, active duty members, law enforcement officers, military families. Fanone, who was beaten and dazed during the attack on the Capitol, delivered a copy of the letter to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's office. Veterans also gave letters to Representatives James Comer of Kentucky, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Elise Stefanik of New York, and, yeah, Kevin McCarthy, California, got one too. This project and the visit to the Capitol was all put together by the group's Common Defense and Courage for America, bringing attention to violent rhetoric that they say is still a threat to the American democracy. They want top Republicans in the House not only to condemn political violence, but to hold accountable those who spread violent and hate-filled messages so that this will never happen again.
Who hides evidence? Criminals hide evidence, not honest people. So, over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So, let's have trial by combat.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
We can take that place.
And then do what?
Heads on point.
What's the plan? I have no idea. We got all day. Tonight, tomorrow.
Whose house? Oh! Whose house? Oh!
I'll fight next to you. I'll keep going. I love you all for being just having the balls to come here. I'll fight with you.
Bust the doors down.
USA! 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 USA!
All these politicians work for us. We pay their salaries. And we pay our taxes. And what do we get? Nothing. They don't represent us. They need to pay the ultimate price for their crimes.
Yes.
An example needs to be made.
If you fear confrontation, do not move forward. Patriots, move forward. This is our chance to show them how serious we are.
This is the people's house.
Get in there!
Arm them!
Get the f*** in there!
Let's get them!
Every single f*** in there is a traitor. Every single one.
String them up!
We were shot with some kind of clear liquid from all the
Gestapo squad. It burns like.
Oh, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out.
Throw it away!
We need to go.
Do it. Let's do it.
They're gonna shoot you. They're gonna hit you.
America, and we're all here to fight for our freedom. It is not their America. It is our America.
I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
We are gathered at a time when democracy is in crisis. Recent polling shows that 39% of Americans believe the election that just occurred, quote, was rigged. You may not agree with that assessment, but it is nonetheless a reality for nearly half the country.
Madam Speaker, I have constituents outside this building right now. I promised my voters to be their voice. In this branch of government, which I now serve, it is my separate but equal obligation to weigh in on this election and object. Are we not a government of, by, and for the people? They know that this election is not right, and as their representative, I am sent here to represent them. I will not allow the people to be ignored. Madam Speaker, it is my duty under the U.S. Constitution to object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Arizona. The members who stand here today and accept the results of this concentrated, coordinated, partisan effort by Democrats, where every fraudulent vote cancels out the vote of an honest America, has sided with the extremist left. The United States Congress needs to make an informed decision, and that starts with this objection.
Going back to Officer Fanone, here he is speaking in front of the U.S. Capitol from this past Wednesday after delivering the letters.
If I could guarantee one thing about the new House majority, it's this. This is just the beginning. This type of chaos will happen every single day in the House. As some of the most extreme politicians our country has ever seen hold our democracy hostage. I should know. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the day I almost died defending the Capitol from people who thought overthrowing the government was a good idea. The events of that day felt like a wake-up call for me and many others that political violence is real. The worst part is that our elected leaders allowed this to happen. To the new Speaker of the House, whoever the hell that ends up being, and other GOP House leaders, here's my message to you. You have this job because you promised to represent the people. We, the people, are calling on you to condemn political violence. As you take on your new roles, I will be watching and waiting for public statements from each and every one of you to do just that. Enough is enough.
Now, there are many heroes from that day who deserve to be remembered and honored. So let's spend a little time doing that right now. They include the Senate aides who grabbed the boxes holding the electoral ballots, which kept them from the mob, who certainly would have burned them. Federal law dictates that sealed certificates of each state's electoral votes are transported to the congressional chamber. They're in ceremonial 18-inch by 10-inch mahogany boxes lined with leather. Now, those ballots had been destroyed that day. What meant a delay in the election certification. They would have had to have copies of those ballots transported again from the states to D.C., and no doubt since they would have been copies, someone would have launched a court challenge against them being legit. We also need to remember and honor these heroes from January 6th who lost their lives that day, all because, well, some ignorant people just felt like buying into a big lie. Brian Sicknick, who joined the Capitol Police in 2008, he was injured while physically engaging with protesters at the Capitol. He's 42 years old, Iraq War veteran. He died the following day after collapsing after going back to his division office. The medical examiner for Washington, D.C. said Officer Sicknick, who suffered two strokes, died of natural causes. Two men were arrested for allegedly assaulting Sicknick during the riots, spraying a chemical irritant into his face and eyes. There's Officer Howard Liebengood, who took his own life 3 days after the riot. The official cause of death was not announced, but according to his widow, he was sleep-deprived in the days after the riots, took his own life at home after a work shift. Family attorney also confirmed the death was by suicide. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted at the time, "Officer Howard Liebengood was a patriot who dedicated his life to defending the Capitol and protecting all who serve, work in, and visit this temple of our democracy." Jeffrey Smith from Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department also died by suicide after the Capitol insurrection. During the insurrection, he was struck by a metal pole thrown by rioters that hit his helmet and face shield. His wife, Erin, said last February that her husband wasn't the same in the days following the riots. Officer Gunther Hashida was assigned to the emergency response team with the Special Operations Division and helped secure the Capitol on January 6th. He was married, three children. Hashida was a week away from celebrating his birthday when he took his own life last July after the Capitol riots. Officer Kyle DeFreitag, he was found dead on July 10th last year, and the department confirmed he had died by suicide. He was 26 years old. Officer helped enforce a curfew that was in place after the rioters stormed the Capitol, according to his obituary. The officer enjoyed hiking, camping, riding his motorcycle, as well as traveling, playing the drums, and always knew the best places to eat. DeFreitag was described as a kind person with a quick wit and a great sense of humor. Now, you may have noticed how I omitted the name of another person who died on January 6th. That individual does not deserve to be included in this recognition. The names I've referenced, they were heroes. The name you're thinking of, that was a criminal.